7 after 8. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast, the final hour. Let's start with someone who we've spoken to before, and things weren't as good when we were talking last, but now we've seen an overturn and a change of view from the government, and Mike Baird saying that he has been wrong. The government was wrong in banning the greyhounds. It has been a reversal. Can you believe it? And a member for Cootamundra who's fought the good fight, Katrina Hodgkinson, joins us now. G'day, Katrina.
G'day. How are you?
You must be happy.
I'm so relieved, and it's just such a great result.
It is, Katrina, and hats off to you, because it would not have been easy for you. I know you represent the people of your district, and you represented them extremely well, unlike so many of your other colleagues. But how pleasing is this in your list of achievements?
Well, look, for a start, I'd say that it's also hats off to the Premier and the Deputy Premier for recognising that this was much bigger than at first thought. Mm. Now, they believed they were doing the right thing. They were following the tone of the Special Commission of Inquiry, and they put forward a position, and my colleagues backed that position, and that's what's supposed to happen. I couldn't do that personally because of the diversity of my electorate and the fact that greyhound racing is incredibly important. So I couldn't do that personally, but I certainly would not criticise the others for the action they did. They did what was right for them. But I think it takes a big man to admit when they've made a mistake and to reflect on the policy and to overturn it. And I'm just so pleased and so relieved that this has happened. And now we can draw a line underneath it and move forward. But it's really important that the industry takes heed of what's happened here and recognises that they're really on watch. They have to be squeakier than squeaky clean. And moving forward, that is going to involve making sure that they report all incidences of animal cruelty, such as live baiting. There will be significantly ramped up penalties. I mean, there's already a 5-year jail sentence for convicted people from animal cruelty. So it's already high, but it's going to be much higher. There'll be additional surveillance. There'll be all sorts of things going on. So, I just say to the greyhound racing industry, you're on notice and you're going to have to really prove yourselves. And I know that the thousands of people that are tied up in the industry are quite determined to do so.
Absolutely. And I think those mandatory life bans from the sport, increased jail terms for live baiting, I think that's more than fair enough, and nobody likes to see any form of animal cruelty at all. Fewer races and fewer racetracks, Katrina. Can you give us a little bit of an insight into that? Will that be the case?
Well, that'll be totally up to the industry. So another great thing about the decision, about the reversal, is that the government is going to be at arm's length from the decisions that are made in relation to tracks, in relation to sustaining of the industry, and that's how it should be. That's how it is with the wool industry and so many other types of industry. We should be setting the regulatory framework as a government, but we should be at arm's length from the decisions that are made within that industry, and that is what is going to happen going forward. So I couldn't be more pleased about that.
Yeah, they just clearly got it wrong, though, from the outset. Can you believe it's been overturned,
yes,
Katrina, to be honest with you? I mean, I thought it was airtight when he made that decision.
I have been so worried about this for so long. I can't tell you. It's been one of the longest 3 months of my life, and I wasn't even game to believe that it could be overturned, even in the last few days, reading the Telegraph and the other major dailies, the Oz and so on, and that it would be overturned. And I was reading these positive stories and thought, I just don't dare to believe. And then it happened yesterday at lunchtime, and when I heard the words come out of the Premier's mouth, I was just so pleased and so relieved. And he has done the right thing, and he is a great Premier, and I support him thoroughly. And I think that it takes, as I said before, a great man to admit when you've made a mistake, and to overturn a ban of this magnitude just shows great moral fibre.
Yeah, Katrina, we were so happy with your stance, but it did come at a cost. You did lose your gig as the Parliamentary Secretary. Do you get that back now? Surely you must get that back.
Well, that'll be totally up to the executive. I'm not fussed about all of that stuff. What's important to me is the livelihoods of the thousands of people that are directly employed as a result of this industry, and all of those small businesses, many in my electorate of Cootamundra, who are totally reliant on the industry as well. So, I mean, this time next year, I would still have had a job, but they wouldn't. And and the overturning of the ban is really a terrific result.
Katrina, as Slats mentioned, you certainly fought the good fight. And the better part of that is you actually won as well.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I know. We can hear the excitement in your voice, and we're excited about it as well. Congratulations again. I know you've got another busy event just about to start. So we thank you again. And I'm sure the greyhound racing industry people, they thank you as well.
Oh, thanks a lot, guys, and thanks for being on the good side.
Yeah, no worries.
Well, we like to think we're on the good side always. Thank you, Katrina Hodgkinson, who it's terrific to talk to a politician, has certainly backed her own beliefs as far as that was concerned. It was a gutsy move by Katrina to cross the floor and vote against her own party regarding that decision to ban greyhound racing. And it did come at a cost, Slats. Mm. They took away her position as the secretary within the parliament, which would have been a bit of a blow. But she stuck to her guns, and you could just tell how excited she was, as we are. 13, 53, 53.